You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond Independent Radio, that's us. Just heard Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk. My name is Josh Behrman, and this is Edge of Americana. I've got some new music for you tonight, or newish music, anyway, to me. Not all of it is actually new. And then I've got more on the theme of Mike Seeger, and this week I'll just be playing a bunch of different artists who he kind of brought to the to the spotlight of to the cultural folk cultural spotlight, I guess we'll go with that, and then other people that he was just influenced by. So listen up, here's Brian Sutton. I'm just talking. 804-649-9737, that's the phone number.
Yeah. inside. Lord, walk around my bedside. Lord, walk
morning and feed him. He'll come in the evening blues. Now this old walleye jersey ain't worth the good that you chew. I work hard all day bringing in my crop. Then I got the milk he won't yield 9 drops. Got to milk him in the morning and I feed him. Milk him in the evening blues. Milk 'em in the morning and I feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blue. I don't know why I don't sell you, except look at the money I'd lose. You put your foot in the bucket, kick over the stool, or swear I'm gonna swap you for a blue-nosed mule. Got to milk 'em in the morning and I feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blue. I know I just said you wouldn't give 9 squirt,
but bless your old heart, I love you so much it hurts.
Got to milk them in the morning and feed them. Milk them in the evening blue.
Yeah.
Milk them in the morning and I feed them. Milk them in the evening blue.
Well, folks, I'm very pleased to be here tonight. It's the first opportunity I've had to play to an audience in New York. The last time I was in New York to play any music, I recorded for the Brunswick Recording Company, as Mike here was telling you. And my wife, she didn't approve very much of me making music. And I warned her, and I just kept her and went back in the coal mines. Let my banjo go for 25 years till Mike come along about 5-6 months ago and got me interested in playing again. And he's made these appointments for me, and I'm glad to be here to try to play something and give a little of myself, maybe to some of the younger generation of people. There's many banjo players. I know it's much better than I am, but I've got some pieces that they don't play. And the first piece I'm going to give you all is the Down South Blues. I put it on record back in 1927. in the cold, cold ground. My daddy, he went away. My sister, she married the gambling man, and now I'm gonna drink. I sit here in this old jail, and I do the best I can.
Doc Boggs there, singing Poor Boy in Jail and Down South Blues, both from the Friends of Old Time Music concert series put on in the 1960s by, among other people, Mike Seeger, Ralph Rinsler, Gene Ritchie, John Cohen, and Izzy Young. And he just sang Poor Boy in Jail, and before that, the Down South Blues. Doc Boggs, someone that Mike Seeger brought back into the forefront. He recorded in the 1920s and then really hit the revival scene in the 1960s. And, you know, Mike Seeger didn't hunt him down, but kind of found him and brought him in the eye. So there you go. Before that, we had Arthur Smith with the McGee Brothers doing Milk'em in the Evening Blues and the Sugar Tree Stomp, both songs that Mike Seeger played on albums. And he also brought Arthur Smith up to that same concert series. Traveling Snakes before that from Eastern Kentucky with Walk Around My Bedside. And we started with Brian Sutton from his newest release, Big Island Hornpipe, which features Chris Teeley and Noam Pickleney playing in the How to Grow a Band before, or whatever, the Punch Brothers, before they were that thing. Those guys, good stuff. So we're just going to keep on with this kind of look back at a lot of different artists brought to the forefront or whose music influenced the way that Mike Seeger played, and this will be the last week of that. And we'll move on to other things. Really, it's just an excuse to play a lot of good music. I could have just played all this stuff without talking about it, but there you go. Give me a call at 804-649-9737 or check out the playlists at WRIR.org. Next up, we're going to have some Jesse Fuller from San Francisco doing some really great music.
Those fellas are good. You got to give them credit, they're good. I wish I was that good. I'd make much noise as them, but not as good. This is a nice crowd. I like that.
Take home, little bird, take me home. Take me home, little bird, take me home. Take me home, little birdie, for I love no other. Take me home, little bird, take me home. South burned and raised in Covington, a town y'all know well. Brought up by honest parents, and the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, so young and tenderly, as I became a roving boy at the age of 23. So I met my true love walking with another boy through town. So I drew my old revolver and I shot that poor boy down. So Monday I was arrested, placed here in the county jail. My friends all stand around me, so trying to go my bail. So I've stabbed my kind old father, who was all bound down. So I've stabbed my kind old mother, so combing down her hair. She's coming down those old gray locks, and the tears come rolling down, saying, son, oh, son, what have you done that you're bound for Frankfort town? She used to wear that old straw hat, but now you wear the crown. 14 long years in prison, bound down in Frankfort town.
Oh, man. Roscoe Holcomb there. What a singer. What a guy. That was born and raised in Covington. And before that, I'm a Free Little Bird, where he's playing the banjo. Roscoe Holcomb from Daisy, Kentucky. Wasn't really discovered. He worked most of his life in coal mines until he was till 1958, and then was kind of discovered by John Cohen of the New Lost City Ramblers, and then a whole wealth of just amazing banjo playing and singing and guitar playing as well was brought to the public, and you could definitely hear Bob Dylan's kind of vocal stylings in that rendition right there. Some of them sounds like Bob Dylan was really just kind of aping Roscoe Holcomb. Although, who's to say that Bob Dylan didn't do it by himself to a certain extent anyway? Not me, that's for sure. Jesse Fuller before that, the famous one-man band from San Francisco, well, from Oakland and Berkeley anyway, and playing guitar and accompanying himself on the footdella, which was this foot-operated six-string bass, essentially, that he built himself and would play to the amazement of many. And that's where we're at here on Edge of Americana. And I want to let you know WRIR's Tuesday Night Folk and Roots programming is partially underwritten by Wheezy's Kitchen in Carytown. Wheezy's Kitchen, where you will find live bluegrass music every Thursday night from 8:30 until 11:30 p.m. Serving food until 1 a.m., open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. until 2 a.m., 3123 West Carey Street. Call 804-726-1270 for reservations or visit wheezyskitchen.com for menus, directions, and parking information. And the Richmond Peace Education Center's Family Peace Festival will take place Sunday, September the 13th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at St. Joseph's Villa. The Family Peace Festival is free and open to the public. Ezebu Muntu, the Latin Ballet of Virginia, and other groups will perform. Visit www.rpec.org or call 804-732-1002 for more information. the RPEC invites the entire Richmond community to gather in celebration of peace and diversity. 732 here on Edge of Americana. You can give me a call at 804-649-9737. Man, I've come so close to giving out my own phone number a few times over the last couple of weeks. I'm just dying to let you folks know. Anyway, 649-9737. Got a lot of great old music for you still to come. So let's get into it. Here's Marcus Martin. No, I'm just lying. I don't know why I bother lying to you, but I do. It's not Marcus Martin at all. I believe it is Uncle Dave Macon. And I'm just twiddling my knobs here. Now, I'm once again wrong. It is Joseph Spence, I believe. I can't. I'm sorry. I've lost my place. I've been talking too much. There you go. It's Mississippi John Hurt. I should have just hit the button.
Take this camel and carry my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Take this hammer and carry my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Just tell him I'm gone. I'm sure he's gone. This is the hammer that killed Johnny, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me. This is the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, ain't gonna kill me. A long way from East Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. It's a long way to East Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. That's why I'm gone. John Henry, he left his hammer playing side the road, playing side the road, playing side the road. John Henry, he left his hammer all over. All over in rain, that's why I'm gone. John Henry's a steel driving boy, but he went down, but he went down, but he went down. John Henry was still driving for it, but he went down, but he went down. That's why I'm gone.
The world is turned upside down, it surely must be true. The way that things are running now proves that to me and you. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row, but of all the times I've ever seen, we sure up against it now. Since the highways come, they've taxed the farmer down. The road's so slick his team can't travel, and he has to walk through town. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row, but of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. Since the auto come, mules and horses won't sell. The farmer's land is mortgaged down. The country's gone too well. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. Farmer bought him a tractor, he raised quite an alarm. He only broke one little piece and had to sell his farm. We're up against it now, there's no use to raise a row. But the safest rig I've ever seen is a mule and a bull-tongue plow. He once was happy as a lark, but now he's down and out. The auto is the thing they say that brought this all about. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. The women, too, are busy now in bobbing off their hair and flipping off their dresses short to make them look more fair. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. The farmer who the one we know on whom we must depend is up against it with the rest with trouble to amend. We're up against it now. There's no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. I kissed a pretty girl of 18, she smelled so sweet around the throat. I kissed an old maid of 40, and smelled like a darn billy goat. We're up against it now, there's no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we sure are up against it now. Molly's been married 3 times and divorced, but now she's married a traveling man. Oh, now she's married a traveling man. Hooray, girls, I'm telling you, do the best you can. But if you want to live rejoice, remember Molly married a traveling man. When he's gone out on a long trip, I get a little sad and lone. But when I sweet papa, where you been so long? Sweet papa, where you been so long? Hooray, girls, I'm telling you, do the best you can. But if you want to live easy and rejoice, Molly married a traveling man. Wish I'd have met him sooner in life, for I'd have been so happy, you know. He dresses so neat and he talks so sweet, and that is why I love him so. That is why I love him so. Hoorah, girls, I'm telling you, do the best you can. But if you want to live easy and rejoice, remember Molly Murder, traveling man.
Uncle Dave Macon there, telling you how it is. And that one right there goes out to my lovely wife, who is about to be deprived of me along with you folks for the next 6 weeks as I am abroad. Don't marry musicians, folks. We'll break your heart. No, it's not true, but it will be a long time. So that's for her. And before that, Uncle Dave Macon, and We're Up Against It Now. I'm doing little sets of people that might have been influential to Mike Seeger. Trying to present a few different sides of their music and because he played a lot of different songs. I mean, he recorded a lot of different songs, and then he knew probably again 10 times that, 20 times that. I have no idea how many, a lot. So that We're Up Against It Now. He was especially fond of the kind of commentary songs. There's a lot of songs from the string bands of the 1920s that were commenting on Prohibition, on the Industrial Revolution, you know, on everything. So, anyway, there was one of them. Mississippi John Hurt before that, Spike Driver Blues, another musician who was part of the kind of folk revival of the 1960s. And there we are, 7:43 here on Edge of Americana. And that's enough talking. Let's listen now to some Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, just doing exactly what they do best, Cacklin' Hen and Rooster 2.
Oh, yeah. want riches. Fair little gal about to be high. She can't wear my bridges. Love to me, and there is. Pretty little gal that ever done. Ain't a devilish Mary. Take it to the ball and France. One kind of favor I ask of you, just allow me to do one more chance. Well, then this Ben Ben let me in. I sit down beside her bed. Says, honey dear, you have some beer. She shook her head and said, you know you haven't treated me right. I paid all this rent, you haven't got a cent. You have to watch you home tonight. Honey, lobby of one more chance. I hold the will to you right. Honey, watch the lobby of one more chance. I won't stay out all night. Honey, watch the lobby of one more chance. I take it to the ball and frown. Here's the one kind of favor I ask of you. Here's a lobby of one more chance. Yeah, honey, lobby of one more chance. I ought to well treat you right. Honey, watch the lobby of one more chance. I won't stay out all night. Honey, watch the lobby of one more chance. I take you to the ball and frown. Here's the one kind of favor I ask of you. Just love me, just the one more chance. Just keep I don't know. Keep on chancing me. Don't let me fall. I've got no dog. Mine at the door. Well, it ain't no use crying down. I got the chance that you ever had. I ain't got one. I don't know. Just love me. Just one more chance.
But I'm going back to Texas, it's all easy to see.
now. I'm going back to Texas, said all easy feet. Got to turn as blue as I can be. I'm to Texas, as blue as I can be. I'm going back to Texas, said all easy feet. What's the matter now? Tell me, mama, what's the matter now? That a black mule baby kicking in my store. Oh, what's the matter now? Ooh, what's the matter now? I'm going back to Texas. It all easy. Oh, when you see me running, something going on wrong. Oh, when you see me running, something going on wrong. I'm going back to Texas. It all easy.
Gonna build me log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Pretty bird, she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th of July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. Now you rob my poor pocket all my silver and my gold. Cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you this game. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th of July.
FM WRIRLP Richmond, Virginia. Radio for the rest of us and the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You're listening to Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman. That was Clarence Ashley there doing a very famous song, and his version of it being a very famous song, The Cuckoo. And things are seizing up on me a little bit here. Before that, who do we have? Oh, yeah, Henry Thomas, Texas Easy Street, and Honey, Won't You Allow Me One More Chance. And White Seeger spent a lot of time actually doing, like, doing that pan flute guitar thing, which is pretty cool. Kid Tanner and his Skilt Lickers before that with Devilish Mary and Cacklin' Hen and Rooster 2. And that was, of course, Riley Puckett singing, and then Kid Tanner himself doing the high female voice, female-ish, high-pitched falsetto on Devilish Mary. So we're going to just keep moving right along here with the music. Coming up next, we've got a little more Clarence Ashley for you, followed by Elizabeth Cotton, who was actually the Seeger family's maid, and Mike Seeger made, you know, recordings of her playing in their house, and she played, if you don't know this, upside down, just this really steady bass rhythm, which if you play any fingerstyle guitar, you can imagine how difficult that is. She's playing fingerstyle guitar, except instead of having the thumb doing the bass, she's got her index, and I really don't understand fully her style, maybe her index and her middle finger. Doesn't really matter. It sounds awesome. So here's Tom Ashley, Clarence Ashley, followed by Libba Cotton, and then whatever comes next. Give me a call, 804-649-9737.
I was born in old Virginia, South Carolina, right it go. There I called it a pretty little mama, but her age I did not know. Well, her hair was brown and curly, oh, her cheeks was rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, all the tears that I have shed. When I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about you. When I wake, I have no rest. Every moment seems like an hour. All the pain rolls through my breast. I'd rather be in some dark holler, where the sun don't ever shine, for you to be some other man's darling when you ain't no longer mine. Papa says I must not marry. Mama says it'll never do. But little girl, if you are willing, I will run away with you. For I'd rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine, for you to be some other man's darling when you ain't no longer mine. When I'm asleep, I'm dreaming about you. When I wake, I have no rest. Every moment seems like an hour. All the pain rolls through my breast.
The other night when I come in, so drunk I couldn't see, I hooked my toe in the old doormat and fell as flat as I could be. I had me a little old bottle of booze and I didn't have no more. When I fell down, the cork flew out of the bottle. It spilled it. There's a little old rat in his hiding place. He got that whiskey scent. He slipped right up and he got him a back to his hole he went. says back to his hole he went, back to his hole he went. He slipped right up and he got him a he's drunk it all, and then back to his hole he went. He slipped right up to my puddle of gin and he lapped up more and more. He says, doggone my red-eyed soul, am I gonna get drunk once more? I'm gonna get drunk once more. I'm gonna get drunk once more. He says, doggone my red-eyed soul, am I gonna get drunk once more? He washed his face with his front paws and on his hind legs sat. And he's getting pretty high when he winked one eye and he says, hey, where's that old tomcat? Now, where's that old tomcat? I said, where's that old tomcat? He's getting high when he winked one eye and he says, hey, buddy, where's that old tomcat? I can lick him and his brother. The old tomcat come a-slipping and dashed over to the middle of the floor. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober and he never got drunk no more. He didn't get drunk no more. No, he never got drunk no more. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, the poor little feller, and he never got drunk no more.
John come home, all in a wonder, he rattled at the door just like thunder. Who is that, Mr. Henley cried, 'tis my husband you must hire. Then John sat down by the fireside weeping, and up that chimney he got the peeping. There he saw that poor old soul setting up a straddle of the pot rack pole. John built on a rousing fire just to suit his own desire. His wife got out with a free good will. Don't do that for the man you'll kill. Then John ranged up and down he fetched him like a coon. When a dog had catched him, he blacked his eyes and then did better. Kicked him out right on his setter. Then his wife, she crawled in under the bed, and he pulled her out by the hair of the head. And when I'm gone, remember then, he kicked her where the chinches had been. The law went down and John went up. He didn't have the chance of a yaller pup. They sent him down to the old chain gang for beating his wife with a dear little thing. Well, John didn't worry, John didn't cry, but when he got back home, he socked her an eye. They took him right back to the old town jail, but his wife got lonesome and she paid his bail. The judge sent back, made work so hard, he longed to be home in his own front yard. They kept him there and wouldn't turn him loose. I could tell you more about him, but there ain't no use.
Hot dog, hot dog. That was Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Bluegrass Breakdown. live at the Newport Folk Festival, early 1960s. Before that, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys again. Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong. From a Proper Records release. Proper Record, one of the many UK labels that puts out great reissues of stuff. Boxes them up all pretty. Doc Watson before that with Everyday Dirt from the Doc Watson Family Recordings, recorded by Ralph Rinsler. Doc Watson discovered by Ralph Rinsler essentially because he needed someone to play backup guitar for Clarence Ashley when he was down there recording him. Doc Watson at the time was playing electric guitar in like a rockabilly band kind of, or a honky-tonk band anyway, and he didn't even own an acoustic guitar, the instrument for which he is so widely and deservedly known. Libba Cotton before that. Going Down the Road Feeling Bad from a Folkways release. She met the Seeger family because Pete Seeger wandered away from his mother one day at a department store, and Libba Cotton brought him back to her. And then she was hired on as the family's maid, essentially, and housekeeper. And then eventually they discovered that she was this amazing guitarist. How about that? And Doc Watson again before that with The Intoxicated Rat. And we had Clarence Tom Ashley, before that with Dark Holler Blues from the fabulous resource 1001tunes.com. That's 1001, 1001, mind you. And we're just going to keep moving right along here. I want to say hello to my family with whom I just spent a few days down at the beach. You should see me, folks. I am just tan. I just look like summertime right now. I've got my Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned to the navel, and I am drinking a margarita. A virgin margarita, mind you. It's illegal to drink on air, so don't get any ideas. Palm trees, I trucked in some sand, having a good time. And now I'm completely off topic, which is old-time music, and specifically the old-time music that influenced and was influenced by Mike Seeger. So let's move on to the Carter family. Sarah Carter and Maybelle Carter singing this. This is actually from Mike Seeger collection. I'm leaving you this lonesome song.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. 'Cause I'll be gone, long gone, someday for long.
I'll be gone, long gone, someday for long. Thank you.
Plan 9 is proud to support the musical diversity heard daily on WRIR. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9 offers deep catalog selection as well as extensive local and regional music and has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com, on MySpace, and on Facebook. New releases at Plan 9 this week include Guar, Lust in Space, The Hot Club of Cowtown with Wishful Thinking, and Antlers with Hospice. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. Watch what you put in your mouth. Here are some hints to avoid common warm weather poisonings. Wash hands and counters before and after preparing foods and use clean utensils. Clean up with hot soapy water. Store food at proper temperatures. Refrigerated foods cannot be left out in temperatures above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Party platters, meat, poultry, seafood, dairy, eggs, mayonnaise, and cooked vegetables spoil quickly. Use a thermometer when cooking and reheat foods to make sure they're done and safe. Signs of food poisoning include fever, headache, diarrhea, stomach pains, nausea, and vomiting. If you suspect poisoning, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. That's not to mention if someone with a ring opens up their ring and dumps some mysterious powder into your tea. You should call them for that as well. Oh my goodness, it's 8:30. You're on Edge of Americana. We just listened to Tommy Jarrell right there with Kyle Creed, and before that with Oscar Jenkins and Fred Cockrum doing The Wreck of the Old 97 and Roving Cowboy. Certainly a big portion of Mike Seeger's life was spent in pursuit of this particular kind of Appalachian string band music, and he definitely did it. Mike Seeger, for those of you who don't know, if you listen to my show, you should know, passed away about 2 weeks ago from kind of his own decision. He had multiple myeloma of the blood and chose to go into hospice rather than to kind of fight it. He was 75, and he was a great loss, a great person, and certainly left quite a legacy behind. Before that, the Carter Family with Single Girl, Married Girl, and Sarah Carter and Maybelle Carter by themselves. I'm leaving you this lonesome song before that. I think what I like best about that particular version is that you hear Sarah kind of singing some of the words and Mabel missing the word the first repeat and then hesitating and getting the right word the second repeat. So it was definitely live, you know, a real live, a bona fide live recording. Who thought that they even existed anymore? Not me. So let's hear Mississippi John Hurt right now. Blue Harvest Blues. If you were just calling, call on back. 649-9737.
As far as I can see, standing on the mountain just as far as I can see, dark clouds above me, clouds all around for me, feeling low and weary, Lord, I've got trouble in mind. Feeling low and weary, Lord, I've got a trouble in mind. Everything's against me, every body's so unkind. Harvest time's coming and will catch me unprepared. Harvest time's coming and will catch me unprepared. Haven't made a dollar bed, luck is all I've had. Lord, how can I bear it? Lord, what will the harvest bring? Lord, how can I bear it? Lord, what will the harvest bring? Burn up all my money and I isn't got a doggone thing. I'm a weary traveler roaming round from place to place. I'm a weary traveler roaming round from place to place. If I don't find something, death will end me in disgrace. Ain't got no mother, father, left me long ago. Ain't got no mother, father, left me long ago. I'm just like an orphan where my folks is, I don't know. Blues around my shoulder, blues are all around my head. Blues around my shoulder, blues are all around my head. With my heavy burden, Lord, I wished I was dead.
All right, that's the Dorfel family there. The Dorfels are from Pennsylvania. It's one of these situations where you got like eight children and the parents, and they travel around in a bus, and they play like really good, solid, kind of boring bluegrass music like that right there. We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart, classic tune, done very well. Those boys might not have those same voices forever. Angelica Grimm before that. These are both new releases from Patuxent Records. They send me stuff from time to time. She's More to Be Pitied. Again, really good, solid bluegrass music. Not that interesting to me, but I love that song. It's a great Stanley Brothers tune, or song. Georgia Mudcats before that, featuring great fiddler from North Georgia by the name of John Grimm. Barefoot in the Henhouse is the name of that tune. And they are just one of many great dance bands out there. Not just dance bands, but old-time bands playing music. And we started it with Mississippi John Hurt with the Blue Harvest Blues. I apologize to anyone who got upset when I cut off the Spike Driver Blues that I was playing, the John Henry that he was doing. I played it earlier in the show, and I got confused. Lights were flashing, and things happened. So we're just going to keep on moving on. I've moved past my old music that Mike Seeger was inspired by and helped to bring to the forefront of the folky consciousness, and on to just some new music that I've received recently. So here's one from a great group from Knoxville, Tennessee. This is Christabel and the Johns. This song is called Postcard. Give me a call, 804-649-9737. It's Edge of Americana for the next 13 and a half minutes.
On the road for so long, and I know you get tired of always moving on. Now do you still sing that song so moody and blue, like you've never known a soul in this world worth talking to? I wanna write you a postcard, but I don't know where it goes. All's I got's a name now. There's no address, no zip code. Well, I met this woman. You should have heard this voice. We all stared at the pretty lady. We had no choice. But me, I sat there searching on my folding chair. There was something in the music made me feel like you were there. I wanna write you a postcard, but I don't know where it goes. All's I got to name now. There's no address, no zip code. I know you've got some pretty women living here and there, from California to Carolina, all wish and you were here. But I know some good-looking fellas, and sometimes we go out for a drink. I could go out to dinner every single night of the week. I wanna write you a postcard, but I don't know where it goes. No, 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 no. All's I got's a name now. There's no address, no zip code. Write you that postcard. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I understand about your girlfriends, imaginary or real. And the woman who wins you is the luckiest in the world. But I also feel kinda sorry for her. I hope she's that forgiving kind of girl. I wanna write you a postcard, but I don't know where it goes. Oh, no, 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 no. All's I got to name now. There's no address, no zip code.
Well, I'm a laying around a little town, smoking in my cigar. jump on an empty car. Just in a boxer car will come rolling by. My wait was all in vain. Well, back home, you dirty bum, and get it on the next freight train. Well, if you want to be a little girl of mine, won't you bring it with you when you come? Laying around the little town with your head chock full of rum. I can't send you downtown for to get a little sample. Well, oh, you'll be sitting in another man's lap. Well, if you want to be a little girl of mine, won't you bring it with you when you come? Cause you won't come back, well, you'll be sitting in another man's lap. Well, if you want to be a little girl of mine, won't you bring it with you when you come?
Thank you.
All right, it's 8:55 here on Edge of Americana. We are rolling through some new music. That right there was Marcus Martin, great North Carolina fiddler, who just left a lot of music for us. He was born in the late 1800s and was recorded in the 1940s as part of the WPA. Actually came around and recorded him, I do believe. No, wait, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, no, that does. Okay, I'm going to stick with that as my little knowledge thing. Before that, the Mayhem String Band from Oxford, Mississippi. They're great guys. They are full of mayhem, especially off stage late at night. And that song is called Bring It With You When You Come from their new album Land Pirates, which if you've ever traveled in a traveling band, you might know that feeling. And Christabel and the Johns from Knoxville, Tennessee before that with Postcard from their album Love and Circumstances. It's not their newest album, but it's a good one. You can check out my playlist and also download any podcast I've got up there at WRIR.org. And we're going to try this one from Madam Pamita, who was introduced to me by Global Ago's own Bill Lupoletti. And she is a modern person who managed to record some stuff on Wax Cylinder, actually, which is pretty cool. Like this next track, which is called My Southern Can Is Mine. And I guess this is going to take us right up to the top of the hour. We're going to head over to the Lee Show after this, folks. Lee's in. He's going to keep Beach Week going. He's actually in a thong shirtless. He's oiled up, ready for action. So here is my final song for the night. I will be gone for the next 6 weeks on tour. So please be kind to my to my subs, and call in 804-649-9737 and ask them why I'm not here.
My Southern Can Is Mine, sung by Madam Pamita. Now looking at Papa, let me tell you this. Ain't no one gonna slap a cuff across my wrist. You can quote from Revelation back to Genesis, but honey lamb, my Southern Can belongs to me. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing your dad to me, because my Southern Can is mine in the morning. My Southern Can belongs to me. That is a wet hand, you can talk real hard. Pull you a picket out of your backyard. You think you own my can, but let's just see. Last time I checked, it's still attached to me. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing your jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine, and you know it. My Southern Can belongs to me. So time to hear you whine about my double dealing. I'll tear it uptown if I get the feeling. Charge $100 or give it away free. My Southern Can is mine to do with as I please. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing your jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine, but you want it. My Southern Can belongs to me. Now ashes to ashes, sand to sand. My Southern Can is mine, it don't belong to no man. But if you treat me nice, Papa, I'll cut you some slack. My ample Southern Can will treat you nice right back. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing y'all jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine. I ain't dreaming, my Southern Can belongs.